Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, thank you for staying with us. This, of course, is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So lots of important information coming your way with our next guest, because I started off saying, you know, what are your thoughts on supplements? And how much do you spend every month on supplements? And are you satisfied with the results, or are you indifferent? Do you even know if you feel better? Do you go for regular bloods to monitor it? Are you just throwing money at it? Or I don't know, what are your thoughts? Because today we're going to be talking about just that. We know that millions of people take daily vitamins and minerals. And research suggests that a significant proportion of what we swallow actually just passes through the body without being used. Wow. So the problem may not be the nutrients themselves, but the form that they come in. And we know how difficult it is to make the decision. Walk into a pharmacy, walk into Dis-Chem, look at the shelves. There's so many options. How do we know what to choose? So Danika Petzer, who's Research Development and Quality Control Technologist at Food Grown, is joining us to talk about just that. Danika, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Nikki.
So wow, wow, and wow. I was actually saying that many years ago, there was a doctor on radio and he always used to laugh about the fact, and he used to say, if you had to gather the urine of people in the northern suburbs and affluent areas, you would be able to feed a nation. And, you know, it just sounded quite gross, but we often used to think like, is there truth in it? We know that our food certainly does not have the kind of nutrients that we're looking for, certainly not minerals. We know that a lot of minerals are no longer in our soil. And so we have to supplement the what's lacking in our food with supplements if we are fortunate enough to be able to do it. But if research is telling us that a whole lot of it is passing through the system, why is that, and what can we do about it?
I think, Nikki, it is true what you are saying with regards to we are excreting a lot of vitamins unnecessarily. And I think that's where Food Grown comes in now, is we've created a brand that's obviously nature-based or derived from whole food basis. So again, the idea is to actually provide a supplement that your body can recognize and absorb and utilize it correctly. So as you mentioned, there's a lot of supplements that are synthetic based. So although the dose might be quite high that you see on a label, it doesn't necessarily mean that your body will be absorbing all of it. So I think that's where the difference comes in. Although with marketing, it can show that you are also consuming a lot. It's actually not readily being absorbed and actually providing the correct function in your body.
Okay, so let's break that down, Danika. And just by the way, I wonder if you can just turn your microphone volume up a little bit, because what
Perfect.
You have to say is so important. And you are
There we go.
So let's look at the different. Fabulous. Thank you so much. And let's look at the difference. You spoke about synthetic and then you spoke about natural food. And what I find is quite interesting is there's an example here that says that when we eat a handful of blueberries, or we eat a plate of broccoli, we're not just consuming the vitamin C or the iron or the magnesium. We're consuming the nutrients embedded in a complex matrix of proteins and enzymes, fiber, phytonutrients, cofactors that the body has evolved to recognize and process. So in other words, and really explain it to me as if I'm really a simple person, that when we take it from food, there's more absorption of the nutrients. And you want to ensure that that same kind of absorption happens in supplements that may not be happening in the supplements that are synthetic based. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. It's the same, like you mentioned now, with the blueberry example. We can take that. When you're eating blueberries, you're not just consuming one type of vitamin, for example. There's other proteins, amino acids, phytonutrients, bioflavonoids that all contribute to the healthy profile of the blueberries, to say. So that is the same, and your body can recognize that molecular makeup and obviously utilize it correctly. The same goes for supplements. Although, like a synthetic base, like ascorbic acid, where it's a synthetic-based vitamin, here your body doesn't recognize the molecular makeup necessarily. But if you had to extract the same from a blueberry, like blueberry powder or acerola cherry extract, your body can say, okay, look, I can actually recognize this makeup. I'm not just getting the vitamins as well, but I'm getting the other compounds which you would naturally find in nature or in that food-based group.
Okay, because
Yes.
I also know that for iron, for example, to be absorbed, you would need vitamin C. Am I correct? So,
Yes.
right.
They
So,
go hand in hand.
yeah. So they go hand in hand. So,
Yes.
I'm presuming that nature, with this beautiful,
Nature
wonderful
knows
intelligence,
best.
nature
Yes.
knows. So nature
Nature
within that
knows.
food, yeah, it's got everything there, but it may
Yeah.
not necessarily all be there in the supplements, specifically synthetic. So just unpack
Yes.
what are synthetic supplements? What do you mean by synthetic?
Okay, so synthetics is obviously basically not natural. It's grown in a lab-based source. So you get a lot of different vitamins, like your cyanocobalamin, which is your vitamin B12, or your ascorbic acid, vitamin C. So you, for someone that maybe is interested, you could even go or walk through your local pharmacy and, out of interest, pick up a supplement and see what it contains. By law, they should actually say where the vitamin is derived from. So again, on our packaging, like for food grown, we'll say, okay, vitamin C, it's derived from acerola cherry extract or blood orange extract, the elemental values. So by law, there should be the source of the vitamin. And if it is a food-based or nature-based source, I think you can be quite confident that you are getting a good supplement there. However, if you go and see where there's other synthetic-based ones, maybe not bringing up a lot of names that you can pronounce or recognize, that could potentially be a synthetic-based vitamin.
Okay. And it's not to say that some synthetic based vitamins or supplements are not doing a good job. It's not to say that. But what we are highlighting here is to be aware, to know the
Yes.
difference. And also what I found quite interesting is in terms of the absorption, like a lot of the supplements are filled with fillers and binders and artificial colorants.
Yes.
Maybe you can speak to that and what impact that would have on how effective the supplement is.
Yes. So again, like you mentioned, there are supplements out there with different colorants in or fillers. Just to put you at ease, for food grown, we use milled rice as a filling substitute. So when you've
Mulled
actually
rice
captured
as a filler. Mulled.
milled, yeah, milled. So it's like rice
Mulled
bran flakes.
rice. Oh, mulled
Yes,
rice.
yes,
Okay.
yes. Sorry, sorry.
No,
Pronunciation.
got
Maybe
it, got
it's
it, got it.
great. So when you are manufacturing, I think especially with like a lot of herbal based products or supplements, you almost need to fill that capsule. And when it gets blended, it also needs a filler to fill it. So we use milled rice, it is gluten free. It's more of a natural product. The problem is with a lot of other synthetic based ones, it either contains colorants, which actually can interfere with the active ingredients in there, or it doesn't actually serve a nutritional, there's no nutrient profile of it as well. And I think, consuming that is, it's not great for you to be consuming excess amounts of that as well. So at Food Grown, obviously ours is purely mulled rice as the filler, where it's obviously nature-based, adds a bit of a nutrient profile as well.
Okay, we'll go to taste in a moment because I can imagine that the fillers and the binders and the artificial colorants and all of those things, I mean, we're swallowing pills. It doesn't matter what it tastes like. Some people do have to chew pills and not swallow them, but also visually appealing. I mean, we really do live in a time when things have to be visually appealing. You think of the old days where you would walk into, I don't know, a greengrocer and you would pick up an apple and maybe there was a bruise on it, but this apple was a day old and then maybe the next day it would be old because it didn't have any kind of preservatives and it wasn't shining and perfect. Like in some of the shops that we insist on this perfect looking fruit at a cost, there's a cost. You know, we don't know what the fruit's gone through in order to look so perfect. But it's so interesting to me that, you know, people are quite attached to what a supplement looks like as well. That's quite interesting.
Yes, definitely.
Got to look good. It's got to look good. Now,
Definitely.
something else that I found quite interesting is that sometimes we need to question what's on the label, because what's on the label versus what's in the actual product could be different. Please expand on that.
So again, I think that there are brands out there where, again, you need to do your research on your brands before you purchase. Make sure that you are comfortable, make sure that it's got the proper regulations with it, where it's manufactured. Really use this time to invest in a brand and educate yourself more about it. Is the brand trustworthy? Do they have the accreditation that they are saying? Again, with food grown, I obviously work in the research and development side as well. So I can confidently say what is on the label is in fact inside the product. Our products are also manufactured in SAHPRA accredited lab facilities. So it is of the highest pharmaceutical accreditation to have your product manufactured. So again, I think it's about brand research and having, spending a bit of
Okay.
time feeling
Are you saying do
comfortable.
your homework? Do your homework
Do
when
your
it comes
homework.
to supplements. Know what you're putting into your system and make sure
Definitely,
that
definitely.
you're going to get the best out of it because you're
Yeah.
spending a lot of money, and you
Definitely.
want to make sure you get everything out of it. So let's talk
Yeah.
about, you've mentioned it and we've sort of got there, but I'd like to expand a little bit more about this food grown, the vitamins and minerals. And you were talking about, you actually named different fruits or different berries.
Yes.
So how does it work? Are you growing all of these particular things and extracting small amounts? What do you mean by food grown?
So the obviously the concept of food grown is it's using whole-based or nature-based ingredients as a supplement brand. So kind of putting nature back in the place, in the picture. So everybody is obviously, I think the trend now is to go as health conscious as possible. People are aware of what they are putting in their bodies. And I think as well, the quality of the food is, like you mentioned when we first started, it's not as great as maybe it was a couple of years ago. So the quality of the produce is not up to scratch. So in terms of food grown for the supplements that we are using, we do not have a farm, but we do have verified and reputable suppliers which provide the raw materials to us. And every batch is done with a certificate of analysis. They've got all their accreditation with them as well. So they're internationally recognized suppliers, and there are trademarked ingredients, a lot of them. So it's, there is definitely a high standard with the raw ingredients that we are using.
I'm just interested. Something came up when you were mentioning that, you don't have your own farm, but you've got suppliers. And I suppose with synthetic, you know exactly how much you're putting in. When it comes to a natural product, that I don't know what the process is. Do you then dry it out and crush it and mix it and turn it into a pill or whatever? How do you know whether whatever that product is, whatever that homegrown product is, maybe one batch has got more nutrients or whatever than another batch? How do you manage something like that when it's something that is homegrown, so to speak?
So homegrown being obviously it's their company, their business, which would obviously specialize in that. So again, we also have let's say I'm going to go back because it's quite simple, the vitamin C. So we have a product, vitamin C complex. So one of the ingredients we use is acerola cherry extract, which is obviously it contributes a certain amount of vitamin C. So that specific vitamin is tested, and there's a parameter or tolerance that we use. So again, it needs to be within a specification for us to use it. There needs to be tests there. So it's not just, okay, we've produced this and sent this. There's a whole measure before we can actually accept the products. So there is tests involved with every raw ingredients.
Thanks, Danika. And what other name would you give to? So, I mean, Food Grown is the name of your company, but what other names for someone who's walking through a pharmacy and they're looking for supplements that are not synthetic based but are more natural? What kind of wording? What should people be looking out for?
Like other than food grown, so
Yeah,
I would
absolutely.
go towards something that's probably more like a nature-based, natural. Those sort of key words where I'm trying to think like whole food-based. Those are sort of the
I remember there
indications that you
used to be
want
one
to
that they used to talk about being food state. Like,
food state. Yes, yes,
so we're not talking
yes.
about homeopathy. We're not talking about,
No,
I don't
yes.
want anyone to go, oh, well, I don't do homeopathy. We're talking about supplements. We're talking about supplements here. And we're talking about looking, if this is what you want, we're looking for supplements that are natural. So your food state was one of the names. And we're looking for natural, so that, just so people kind of know what to look out for, really.
To be very honest, I'm actually not sure of the other brands in terms of the nature based. I am familiar with Food State. That was I think a couple of years ago, Food State
Yeah, I don't
was
even know if
here.
it's around, but I remember it was
Also, yes.
the same concept of,
Yes.
how are you? Is it being absorbed? And, the
I think,
delivery of the nutrients being more effective.
yes. I think that that's also the like the big essence with food grown is how it differentiates from so many other brands. Like I'm struggling to even list someone that is a nature-based company or supplement.
So for Food Grown, I mean, is it something that you would just find in a health shop, or are you finding it? Are you mainstreaming? But I mean, you'll be found at all pharmacists.
Unfortunately not. So we are exclusive to Dis-Chem only. So
Ah,
you can, yes. So you can order through obviously the Dis-Chem website. You could log on to our website and it will take you to Dis-Chem's website, or you can find it at your local Dis-Chem.
okay.
So
Have to ask the question. Have to ask the question. Does it, because it's more natural and food grown, so you taking from real food, does it make it more expensive? Is this a slightly more expensive brand, or is it well priced amongst other supplements?
To be honest, I think it's very well priced. Again, you are, I think even with synthetic based ones, you're going to have your tiers of very expensive, very affordable. But I think personally, as you are investing in money into your health, you want to give your body something that actually works. You're getting the bioavailability, it's getting absorbed correctly. So my feel is you're going to spend money anyways, rather give your body something that's actually beneficial.
Yeah, definitely going to be looking out for that. Danika, I want to ask you another question. I know it's a little bit of a strange question, but I do
No.
find that we go through trends. And, at one stage, everyone's talking about vitamin D, and then everyone's talking about this, and everyone's talking about that. What would you say? And I know that it's difficult because we're all different and we all have different needs. Would you, if you were someone looking for a supplement, would you go for a multivitamin that's got a little bit of everything? Do you think someone should hone in, for example, like in winter, have a lot more vitamin C? People talk about zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, the Bs. Like, what pops out for you? For someone, so we're not talking about anyone who's got a specific issue, so people feel vital and healthy and energetic.
I think, Nikki, it's always good to start off with a multivitamin. There again, you're getting a nice broad spectrum of vitamins and minerals. So, and again, the food grown, you're not just getting the actual vitamin, you're getting the other compounds as well, which is quite nice. So definitely would look at a good multivitamin. I think when it comes to your single-based ingredients, I also just needs to be careful with your fat-soluble vitamins, like your vitamin A, D, E, K. I know during COVID time there was a bit of a hype about that. Like everyone is just pumping vitamin D. And yes, it's good and yes, it's beneficial, but too much of something like that is also not good for you. It sits in your liver, so it can actually cause liver toxicity if you are taking too much unnecessarily. So I think it's just good to be cautious about that. I think your vitamin B's, also it's water soluble like your vitamin C. I think that's also fine to take. But I would personally focus on a good multivitamin. You could then go to your vitamin B's, and just be careful with the single vitamin D soluble ones. They can obviously actually have the opposite effect if you're not utilizing correctly. So,
Oh, I
and
didn't
then if
know.
you are, yes, and then if you are also interested in, let's say, another product like a berberine, which is obviously like nature's Ozempic. So that's also quite nice to also add. But
Hang on,
again,
hang on, hang on,
also,
hang on, hang on. You can't just announce it. What do you mean that's Nature's of Zempic? What is it called?
no. Berberine complex. People always it obviously helps with insulin.
Oh, berberine complex. Okay.
Berberine, yes. So the actual ingredient or the herb, berberine. But that's the point I was trying to make with that is that we offer a large range of, I want to say, herbal supplements or supplements to enhance certain things. That as well, you should also just chat to your healthcare practitioner. If you are on chronic medication, let's say for high blood pressure, diabetes, I think a lot of people have a stigma because it's natural. You're kind of invincible to anything else, but those ingredients can also interact with the product that you are on as well. So it always is good to just consult your healthcare practitioner before going into a specific vitamin and mineral range.
Yeah, I think that is important. We had Professor Carol Benn on the show a few weeks ago, and she spoke about how certain vitamins and supplements can negate the treatment that you're on. So I think that's a good point regarding, we like to self-medicate, but we definitely do need to ask the right questions. But certainly what I've got out of this conversation is the importance, being aware of the labels, being aware of synthetic supplements and having this kind of food state, which is your food grown. Yeah, very interesting. Is there anything that we haven't covered, Danika, before we say goodbye? We've got a minute left.
You know
Have we
what,
covered
Nikki?
it all?
I
We've
think we
covered
have. Again, yeah,
it.
I think we're all
Fantastic.
good.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome.
We really do
Thank you so
appreciate
much
your
for having
insights
me.
and info. It's been great. Super. Thank you. Danika
Awesome.
Petzer, Research and Development and Quality Control Technologist at Food Grown. I've learned something and I hope you have too. It's been great being in your company. For me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, you take care and goodbye.